Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Burt Show fam. Let's see if this show is actually worth listening to today. I want to play a game called How Worthless Are the Burt Show Women? Hi, Cassie was there. Kristen was there. Abby was there yesterday.
Amber
was there. Katie.
Rebecca.
Oh, good God. Okay. This was the big event yesterday. You want to tell them all about it?
Yes. So yesterday at Chateau Alain, they went above and beyond. It's this beautiful winery and more in North Georgia in Braselton. We held our Pinot period party to benefit Helping Mamas. Helping Mamas is a nonprofit.
I could tell by the way you're swallowing. I could hear the dryness in your voice that it was a great day yesterday.
I am so dehydrated. Like my lips hurt. I'm so dehydrated.
You're parched.
So Helping Mamas is the baby bank supply of Georgia. They also collect period products because May is Period Poverty Awareness Month. And it's for homeless shelters. It's for, you know, schools. It's for DV shelters, women who can't afford it, girls who can't afford it, menstruators who can't afford it. They give them period products, right? And it's a real issue that I don't think a lot of people know about. So I had this brainchild a couple years ago, 3 to be exact. I'm like, let's have a Pinot period party where we drink wine, we collect period products, and we put these period kits together, right? Well, it has grown substantially over the years. I can't even begin to guesstimate how many people were there yesterday, but I can tell you we collected 75,000 period
products. Fantastic. And what was it last year, just as I'm watching this thing grow?
51,000.
Whoa.
We started with 30. Went to 51,
man.
And it's actually over 75,000, but the rough estimate as far as them like counting, 75,000 period.
Congratulations
products.
To you guys, man. That's a big deal right there.
Was
it the amount
away.
Of people that showed up or the same amount just bringing more?
No, it is. There was definitely more people there this year.
I want to say it was twice as many people
really?
As the year previous.
Yeah,
it was packed.
And the number of men and kids who came too was really inspiring, honestly.
Yeah, again, the vibes were vibing. It was just great energy, so many P1s, and it was just everybody. Mikey was there.
Did he have to be there?
Yes.
Okay. He was working.
Makes sense.
He was there. He and Sky were there on behalf of Q99.7, and everybody could not say enough nice things about Mikey and how helpful he was and how awesome he was, so I wanted to give him a shout out.
He went above and beyond. Helping Mamas especially shouted him out.
That's fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Congrats, you guys.
Sweet Treats, we had Melting Pot was there, which was so nice.
That's the only reason why Abby showed up.
No, I never even made it to the Melting Pot table.
Really?
I'll be honest, I felt a little bit like Mickey Mouse while I was there because I was like, okay, I'm here, I'm ready to start drinking, let's go. And then from like start to finish, I feel like I was talking to listeners the entire time, which is so cool because I feel like, you know, every now and then you run into one in the wild and you get to have a face-to-face conversation. But when you go to an environment where everyone's a P1, it was like from start to finish, we were talking, which is fine and lovely. So it was worth missing out on the chocolate and cheese.
You guys look good, man. You look good.
Thank you.
So I just happened to be pulling up. I live real close to the radio station, so I was working out. And as I was driving home, I saw the big fur bus, the huge fur bus, the one that holds 230 people in it, basically, right in front of the radio station. I'm like, oh, they haven't even left yet. So I pulled in, and there was only a few that were in the bus at that point. But you guys were looking like you were dressed for the Kentucky Derby, man.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, a huge thank you to Furbus because I like to take, a group of ladies with me, and everybody brought, you know, period products. The bus was just jam-packed. It was so awesome. And so, yeah, you know, I bring some snacks and bring some, bevs for the bus. And, you know, we're sipping and having a good time on the way there. But let me tell you, on the way home, oh, my I haven't danced like that in quite some time.
Oh, okay. So you still had it in you because I thought maybe this was going to be like the flight back from Vegas.
No.
Like the one going to Vegas is wild, the flight. But then on the way back, everybody's quiet and sleepy. No.
Oh, absolutely not. We were turned to it. I don't know who has all the videos. I was in the moment and I was just being DJ and I was dropping it like it was tepid. And everybody was, I mean, we were singing at the top of our lungs. Our bus driver, Nicole, was singing with us. It was just a great day.
Good.
It was such, I mean, thank you to all the listeners that came out and who took the time to say hi. It was just such a beautiful day for such a beautiful cause. I mean, Jamie and Stephanie from Helping Mamas were beside themselves when they heard like the final number of 75,000 period products. Even the weather was working with us. It was just, it was so gorgeous and so feel good. And I was riding that high and I started drinking on the bus on the way home hard. Cause like Abby says, you're not really, you know, we're not really drinking at the event. Cause we're, you know, we're talking and we're having a good time.
Yeah. You got to make up for lost time. Right. You could have been drinking all those hours. Let's make it up in the bus.
Now that we're going home.
And so drinking on the, like drinking hard on the bus. Cause you know, it's an hour drive.
Yeah.
So you can cram in quite a bit in an hour.
There you go.
And then we get home and, the bus driver actually dropped us off at my house. Cause I had three neighbors that went with me.
So the whole bus is there?
Yes.
And everybody's still on the bus?
No, we had dropped everybody else here at the station.
Oh, okay.
And then she took us home. So the four of us roll up to the neighborhood and the husbands are in the front yard with all the kids. And here we come in the fur bus and the music. And we're like, woo! And the kids are just like, I don't recognize mommy. And then we ended up having a pool party in our neighbor's backyard. And so now we continue to...
The party don't stop.
No.
I'm impressed because my hangover started at 5 p.m.
Yeah. No, I was still drinking pretty heavily.
Wow.
So just so I have a sense on who to throw it to today, who's feeling good on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, oh, absolutely fine, and 0 just being, I threw up in the parking lot. Where are you at, Abby?
I'm probably... Wait, which one's the bad one? Which one's the worst one? So not me.
Okay.
Probably a 4 because my daughter decided to get sick. So I've been up. I had a hangover starting at 5. And then from midnight on, I'm dealing with a sick child.
Oh, no.
It's okay. Life's a little balance. It's its way of being like, did you have a great day? Hold my beer.
Right. And you. You.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. It's pretty likely I'm going to throw up during the show.
The Burt Show.
All right. So the NBA playoffs are exciting enough. You really want to get invested on it? I don't know. Put down a couple of bucks on Prize Picks. You will really, really love this. I started doing this like 6 months ago, and it does get you invested in the game. And there's so many ways to get invested in that game, whether it's points or rebounds or assists, whatever. You go around with all your playoff hot takes. Well, why don't you put your money where your mouth is and turn them into cold, hard cash at Prize Picks. Prize Picks is putting their money where their mouth is. When you enter in the Takes Two Ticket Sweepstakes, you could get you and a plus one a VIP trip to the championship, the NBA championship. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed from Prize Picks. Like I said, basketball playoffs are here and the action is heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Prize Picks. Download the app today. Use the code BURTSHOW to get $50 off instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's the code BURTSHOW to get $50 off instantly after you play your first $5 lineup.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
That is Prize Picks. Run your game on Prize Picks.
On the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
But it was worth it.
Sounds like congratulations.
Thank you. It was awesome.
It was a great event. And speaking of great events, there's another one tonight.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Give me all the fashion.
It is the first Monday in May, which if you're a fashion girly, you know that means it is the 2025 Met Gala. And you're like, Abby, what the heck is the Met Gala? I've literally never heard of that. It is fashion's biggest night. It is held by Anna Wintour, who is the editor-in-chief at Vogue magazine. They cover the Met steps in some beautiful carpet, and they have all of the celebrities walk up the Met steps. And there's a theme every year where everyone goes all out. Lady Gaga has been photographed in like the most ostentatious outfits, and then you go inside and there's some kind of secret gala where there's performers, and then they raise money for the Met Museum. It is going to be so beautiful to see all of the fashion photographed and posted on Twitter for us to retweet and just geek out over, because it is so fun to see everyone's interpretation of the theme.
Remind me, who are our chair people this year again?
So this year, our chairman is actually a group of all Black men. We have A$AP Rocky, Coleman Domingo, Lewis Hamilton, Pharrell Williams, and LeBron James. And this is for a purpose, because this year's theme...
It's a lot of pressure on the white people.
This year's theme is super fine tailoring, Black style, and it's a celebration of something you're going to hear a lot and see a lot today on social media called Black dandyism. And basically what Black dandyism means is there's a history to it where in the 18th and 19th century, when Black men were trying to reclaim their dignity after, you know, everything they went through, they wanted to make bold statements with their fashion. So think about, like, you know, the Harlem Renaissance with people in like zoot suits and very like structured tailoring and bold suits. So it's really cool, because I feel like this night typically doesn't really highlight men specifically, but I mean Black men even more so. So I feel like this is going to give the guys an opportunity to wear more than just a tuxedo and really have fun with their outfits.
I'm excited about this, because in the past I feel like I appreciate fashion, but I am not like a person who cares a ton about fashion, though I love everyone else getting excited about it. But seeing it really highlight something that's worth really highlighting, mm-hmm. in my mind, is really, really cool. But if you're the kind of person who's not super into fashion, I'm going to give you a couple of tips, because there are two fun things to look out for. First, zoom in on the celebs' toes. The women's toes are always like curled and out of their shoes, and you're like, celebs, just like us. And the second is, when you see the like photos of the people on the carpet, because there are some incredible dresses, like Zendaya that one year, and LaRose dressed up as Cinderella. Blake Lively, no matter what you thought about her when she did the transformation from the copper gown on the red carpet. But what I love to do is zoom in behind the photos into the background and see the long line of celebrities bored and just waiting for their moment to take the photo. And I'm like, losers, look at you lined up like a normal person. It makes you feel really good. Yourself.
If you were trying to draw a sports analogy to get Mo and I, well, Mo should be into it.
I was about to say, Abby didn't got me all
Yeah, so. I didn't know anything about this.
I didn't know that was happening.
This feels like the Masters of fashion.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. It's right. It is fashion's biggest night for a reason.
It's Super Bowl. It's fashion Super Bowl.
It's so exciting. And if you've never, like, quote unquote, watched the Met Gala before, you don't necessarily need to turn on the TV. Literally just get on Twitter and search the hashtag Met Gala, and then just like refresh, because you're going to see whoever has the best outfits push to the top of your algorithm. You're going to see people like Zendaya. Zendaya always goes all out. I don't know if she's technically going, but she usually goes.
Rihanna will be there, though.
Rihanna. Of course, Rihanna and A$AP Rocky will for sure be showing up and showing out.
They're going to wear the same outfit.
They're going to be borrowing each other's clothes. Beyonce's on tour, so we're probably not going to see her. But, I mean, there's typically a group of celebrities like Gigi Hadid that always does a really good job that you should be on the lookout for.
I love you and Kristen's commentary. Like, that's what I actually live for. So you guys will post photos to your Instagram stories and then tag each other and comment on it. Mm. And for me, that's the really fun part, because I know nothing about fashion. But seeing you guys talk about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. So are y'all going to be doing that again tonight? Oh. Like, commenting?
For sure. And
if you're awake.
I will be.
You gave it up too much yesterday, man. Do you have two nights in you?
I'm taking a nap today. So, yes, absolutely. And then the Burt Show has a homework assignment in honor of the Met Gala. And you all have to find an outfit that you're inspired by, and have to find stuff in your house to recreate it and come in tomorrow in that outfit.
So there has to be something already in my house that mm-hmm. I can somehow, some way turn into mm-hmm. something I see during the Met Gala.
Correct.
This will be the first time I ever watch the Met Gala. What time does this thing come on and where can I find it?
Like 5 maybe. The red carpet is really what we care about. And that starts around, it's like early evening, yeah. I feel like.
It is early. And that's why you're not going to have like a late night. So, and for me, like, again, I've never turned on the TV. I've never like watched it that way. I literally just go to Instagram and just scroll and look at all the photos, and I look at the Met Gala hashtag, and that's how I see like all the red carpet arrivals, because as soon as somebody hot arrives, they go right to the top of your algorithm.
This normally, and I've said this every year that you get excited about it, it is just a night that to me is pure silliness. It's just all, I know it's a fundraiser for the Met Gala, so okay, put that over here, that's great. The rest of it just seems like this pretentious night where celebrities are doing celebrity things, dressing outrageously. It's not really a fashion show as much as it is a night of pomp and circumstance and just arrogance.
Well, but you have to look at it too. It's also like the Oscars for fashion, because, you know, fashion is art, and these fashion designers in their own right are artists. So you're basically watching art walk the red carpet and walk up the stairs. At least that's how I look at it. Because I mean, there will be like literal masterpieces of fashion items walking that runway, and it's just, to me, I look at it as beautiful art.
Yeah, and it's not just normies that feel that way, because some celebrities have spoken out about it feeling a little pretentious, and they've allegedly gotten banned for it. And I'll tell you who those people are on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Another victim of Kristen's debauchery hitting the mic right now. Look at this mess, Amber. Look at this mess. Definitely came to the mic with a subject to talk about, and that's locks getting retwisted, but you need to be retwisted.
She is twisted.
Yeah. We need to untwist.
Untwisted.
What happened? Girl, what happened? Look at you.
I don't know what I was thinking. I was like, oh, this booze is free. Yay.
And then it wasn't supposed to be.
I didn't pay for anything. So, because Katie helped me out with my first drink.
We're talking about the fundraiser that Kristen hosted yesterday, the Pinot Period Party.
So, yeah, shout to Alon, if it's supposed to be like, you know, you purchased your BEVs, right?
Yeah.
But they were having issues with Wi-Fi and the credit card machine was down, so they couldn't take anybody's cards, and nobody has cash anymore.
Yeah.
So they were doing a cash bar, but I'm like, that's not going to fly. So then literally, God bless Chateau Alon, they were just like, open bar.
Whoa.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay, now I understand.
The math is mathy.
Yeah, it's all coming together.
Some woman that was in that crowd jammed the Wi-Fi.
That's not a bad idea.
That's brilliant.
But this one over here, we all had a good time, but I'm telling you right now, Miss Amber has a past, and her name is Cinnamon, and Cinnamon came to show.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And I have plenty of video evidence.
Really?
That,
oh,
yes.
My God.
Cinnamon is sprinkled all over my iPhone right now.
Yeah, she's a mess. You're a mess this morning, huh?
Yeah, I woke up sore. I danced way too hard. Kristen reminded me that I gave someone a lap dance. I didn't even remember that, but thank you for that memory.
We were riding high off of collecting all those tampons that we just decided to let loose in the house on the way home.
Sounds like an intoxicating experience.
It was.
Indeed it does.
All right, so you're supposed to be talking about locks being retwisted?
Yes. So there is this thing, if you have locks in your head and your hair, once you get them redone, there is like a confidence that comes out of you. I think it's because you've got like all of this, all the craziness is now organized. You're feeling really sexy. Like, you can't tell me anything.
I think I'm going to need some Caucasian subtitles here. I'm not exactly sure what that is. What you talking about?
So when you have, they don't call them dreadlocks anymore. We don't like to do that. We just call them locks. And so what happens is, once you get your locks, when it's time for them to get retwisted, you have all this new growth that's just kind of growing from your scalp all the way up a little bit.
What do you mean by retwisted? So, yeah, explain it to me.
Oh, so pretty much what you do is you
take,
like...
You got to start from the beginning, Amber, is what he's asking.
Yeah,
from the very beginning.
You don't know about it. I got you.
A lot of white people don't know about it.
Yeah. And I've been white most of my life.
Yeah.
So.
Most?
Well, what were you the other times? Just curious.
Up until like 3, so I wouldn't remember this.
Okay.
So when you're putting locks in your hair, the way that I did it is I got them crocheted in, which is, you know what crocheting is. So I just do that with my hair. And then once that finished, once I couldn't wash my hair for like 2 months in order to start locking, which was really not great. But anyways, once my hair became long enough for me to palm roll, I would take my hair into my hands and I would palm roll it like this. And that is the retwisting that actually takes it from your new growth that you just grew all the way down, and it retwists your entire lock to when it looks kind of like this.
How long does it take to do something like that?
If I do it forever, so I don't do it anymore. I pay people to do it. So a couple hours.
Damn. How long did it take you to grow it to the point where you can do it?
Ooh, man. When I first started my locks, my hair was like jaw length. So when I got my locks and it kind of shortened it up just a little bit. So I was kind of like, you know, like T.C. Carson, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'll live a single, yeah. Just like that. Uh-huh. But then it, once I grew out, I think it took me about almost two years for it to grow out to something that I actually liked, because the beginning of the lock journey is so embarrassing and uncomfortable because you look kind of weird. I look like a little baby lesbian half the time.
And look at you. You've grown into a full, mature lesbian
now. I'm a big kid now. So once you get those locks retwisted, there's something about getting your hair. It's very similar to like when guys get that fresh fade, like that fresh cut. You just feel,
it's nothing like that first day.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
man.
Never the same.
The moment the wind or the air touches my scalp, because now it's out.
Yep.
it feels so good.
Feeling yourself.
Oh, man. I mean, I might be slightly overweight. I might be financially, you know, messed up here. But let me tell you something. Right now, with these locks, I feel like the sexiest I've ever been when my locks are done.
What would y'all consider like the Caucasian version of that? Like for a black person, the very first time you walk out of a barbershop, you just got your fresh cut. There's no better feeling.
It really isn't.
Oh yeah, for me it's a blowout. Like when a girl gets her hair like they use like fancy rollers and your hair's all bouncy and it feels fresh and like your cut has just been done and your hair has just been highlighted. To me, I feel like that's
the same thing.
Yeah, kind of the same thing. It's like getting your hair's done.
Yeah, there's nothing like cosmetic for me that does that, but on the rare occasion that I do put a suit on and then have somebody tie the tie for me, if I get a glance in the mirror, sometimes I'm like, oh, look at you. Look what we're working with here.
I clean up well.
Yeah.
It sounds like the feeling is like almost the same feeling you get, and I think all women and some dudes will be able to relate to this, when you have freshly washed bed sheets and you've just shaved your legs into them.
Yeah, and you're just moisturized like, with body oil.
Yeah, and you're like, I feel clean and untouchable. Yeah.
You wish you could sleep like that every day.
Yeah.
So you're feeling like that today, huh? Even with this
not
massive
right
hangover.
No. Not right now. We should have done this 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw some of the videos, and Kristen is becoming that woman that is the mom that just gets out for a couple of hours and gets a couple of... There's not a couple of drinks when you're a mom.
No.
And you finally get, like, a little bit of time with your ladies. There's no couple of drinks in that.
Yeah, it might have kicked it off when I was like cheering everybody on the bus, and I'm like, no kids, no husbands, let's go!
The Burt Show.
To all the moms that listen and support The Burt Show, we just want you to know that we have your back. Because if you have a special someone in your life that is supposed to recognize you this weekend, they're going to get reminded every single day.
As a public service, The Burt Show reminds you, Mother's Day is only
6 days
away. Don't screw it up, dummy.
We will be doing that every single day. So right now, you have 6 days to make sure that you get the mother in your life something special.
If they mess this up, it's not on us.
No, it is not. We are trying to do the Lord's work here.
So there Abby was, all excited about this first date she's about to have. And the unlikeliest of people messed it up. Rebecca's dad.
So shocking. If you had to give me a list of all the people that I thought could screw this up for me, I'd probably be at the top of the list, and Rebecca's dad would be at the bottom. And unfortunately, Rebecca's dad totally screwed up my date to the point where I'm like, I don't think I'm ever going to see this man again. So I'm dipping my toe back into the dating pool again. I relapsed and I got back on the apps because I'm lonely. And
Is it any different this time than it was last time?
It's, you know what? I don't know if it's just that I've included less information about myself on my profile, but I am getting an obnoxious amount of matches. I don't know if it reset my algorithm, but I felt like, I don't know what's going on, but I feel like every time I get on the apps, I have like 15 dudes waiting for me.
So you relapsed again.
Well, Because
you relapsed before, but you went back on Hinge, but you said it was an S show, so you immediately shut it down again. So does that mean this is
number two?
Again,
This isn't great. Yeah, this isn't a good look for me.
It's fine if you want to get back on the apps.
Yeah, I know.
Even when you like stop drinking, you know what? You go a little while, and then you slip sometimes, and then you stop drinking. You slip sometimes, so it's the same thing.
Yeah, and so I was on the apps, and I get, like I said, I'm getting like an obnoxious amount of matches, which is different than my previous experiences. So I thought, you know what? Maybe the guys are just in a better mood to date now that I'm 28. Maybe I've like unlocked a new level of man that is looking for a 28-year-old wife. I don't know. So I end up matching with this guy, and he checks all the boxes on paper, 6'5", blue eyes, finance. And I'm like, okay, let's go out on a date. So we start talking. I immediately give him my number. And it turns out that we were both going to the Atlanta United game on Saturday. And I was like, perfect. Well, what I like to do on the dating apps is because people can just be so different in person, and not like a catfish way, but like sometimes your energies just don't gel in person the same way that you gel over text. So my goal was to meet this person as soon as possible and do what I like to call a vibe check, where you have the lowest commitment date, where you literally just meet them and suss out whether or not you guys are going to be compatible for an actual first date. So I said, let's just bump into each other at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
So you're not going to the game together?
No. We both had separate tickets. We got hooked up because we're community partners with Atlanta United. Shout out them. They gave us Delta Club seats, which was amazing.
Yes, they were.
And he was going to go sit in a suite somewhere. So I was like, perfect. We probably have like access to some kind of joint private area. So let's just bump into each other at Mercedes-Benz. So we get there, and I'm real nervous. I haven't been on a first date in a hot second. I'm sweaty. I'm freaking out. The guy didn't confirm our date until literally I was in my Uber on the way to Mercedes-Benz. So I'm like, I think I'm about to get stood up. So I'm in the Delta Club, I'm chugging a margarita. And finally he's like, hey, I'm at the Bud Light bar outside the Delta Club if you just want to bump into each other and hang out for a bit. So I mosey my way up. I see him. He's actually not a jerk at all. He was so, so nice. We're having a great time. We're having a conversation. And to paint a picture for you, we're at this Bud Light bar that's in the 100 concourse. And we're both leaning up against one of those like standing bars, you know what I mean? Like how there's like a ledge where you can set your drink and you can have a conversation with someone. He's facing the concourse and I'm facing the field. So my back is to where all the people are walking around trying to go find their seats. And as I'm mid conversation with this man, I see an older gentleman in his 50s or 60s walk past me and turn around and kind of give me like a knowing look, kind of like a sneaky little like, I know who you are. And I'm like, oh, this must be a Burt Show listener. He looks vaguely familiar, but I'm like, you know, he could be literally anybody. And I'm like, okay, that's interesting. Kind of weird that he noticed me from this angle, but alas, and I continue my conversation. And then all of a sudden I feel a little on my shoulder about 20 minutes later. And it's the same guy, the older gentleman who had given me a knowing look. And I look at him and I go, hi, because I know where this is about to go. And he goes, hi. And I was like, do you listen to The Burt Show? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like shaking his hand. My date is like totally confused. He's like, who is this? Is this your father? Is this your coworker? What's going on here? And I go, what's your name? Because I learned something from Bart, actually, my very first weekend here in Atlanta. Like when you meet a listener, like make sure you get their name. It's a very polite thing to do. Make sure you don't forget to get their name. So I'm like, what's your name? And so he's like, Don. And I'm like, cool. Bye, Don. And so Don leaves. So now my date is like very impressed, but also like concerned. He's like, what's going on? And I had to tell him what my job was. And I had specifically avoided putting that back on my dating app because I don't like for people to Google me because it's a big turnoff for people, apparently. So now I'm sitting here like, oh, now after this date, this man's going to go upstairs and Google me, blah, 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 blah. And I get back to the Delta Club after I finish this date and Rebecca texts me. She goes, did a man interrupt your date? And I was like, yeah. And then I go, oh, shoot. I was like, was that your dad? And she was like, yep, that's your dad. Or that was her dad. And basically, I just got the sense from texts I got from my date afterwards that he had Googled me and I have not heard from this man since. So I don't think there will be date number two. Yeah, but this is the whole same song and dance. Like they look up me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. They get kind of a weird vibe. It's not for them, and it's fine.
Well, I sort of understand where they're coming from. I mean, you have to take us out of this for a second. Like, if you were. Look, Olivia Munn would be my get out of jail free card, right? If there was somehow, some way, some chance that we would start to date or I would meet her to ask her out, I would ask myself, is this the kind, do I want press? I mean, it's obviously a different scale. Do I obviously want to be in the public eye? What is she going to talk about that is part of our personal life? I'm not a public person. I can understand how a lot of people would just go, you know what? No matter what she's about, I'm just not into it.
I think the equivalent is meeting somebody who's in reality TV and you having to decide if you want your life blasted to everybody.
Okay, that makes more sense because Olivia Munn, I was with it.
But I'd get over it.
Yeah.
I don't come with Olivia Munn's face or fortune, so you've got some sacrifices.
We're essentially reality TV minus the TV. Like, we put everything out there about our lives, and either people are going to be into that or they're not going to be into it.
I can understand
that. That makes sense.
So I got to defend my dad's name just a little bit because this was intentional on his part. So if you remember, I had the listener who I solicited to come impress my date by pretending to know who I was. So my dad walked by Abby, recognized Abby, said, "That's Abby. What if I go up and say, hey, she's famous," to her date, thinking it was going to be a huge prank because Abby knows who he is. And then Abby didn't know who he was. She thought he was a fan.
I met him like for 5 seconds at your Oscar watch party. I was like, I'm stressed. I'm in the middle of the state. So now I feel horrible. I'm like, now Rebecca's dad thinks I don't care about him. But I just don't recognize people very well.
He was trying to do a good deed and end up backfiring.
It backfired big time.
Dang it.
Thanks, Rebecca's dad.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today is May 5th, otherwise known as Cinco de Mayo. We just learned how to do that. We started practicing yesterday, and that's what we came up with. Wasn't that... well done, you
guys. That is fire. Well done.
Your guitar skills are on point
these
days.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mexico Atlanta is here this morning. Luis, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. Really happy to be here.
So I don't know when Cinco de Mayo for Americans became, oh, you know what? Let's celebrate Mexican Independence Day. It's a reason to drink today. Mexican independence!
Yes, yes. Actually, it's not independence. It's the Battle of Puebla.
Yeah.
When the Mexican army defeated the French army. Mexican independence is on September 16th.
Yeah, but Americans don't want to know that. They're like, that's too late to drink in the year. Let's just drink today and make it up. All right. So, Tommy, what's our format going to be here today?
So, we're going to be playing Name That Tune, mariachi style. And, you know, what they were just playing, of course, was traditional Mexican mariachi. And then what we're going to do is we're going to play songs everybody in this room knows.
Okay.
They could be top 40 songs from, like, say, the past 10, 20 years. There may be some throwbacks in there, maybe some classic rock for Kristen.
Nice.
But they'll play a little bit. And I believe, so what we'll do at first, they'll sing the words, but they won't sing the name of the song if that comes up.
Okay.
And you guys just ring in, yell your name if you know.
Oh, can't we do something more fun than just our name today?
Sure.
Can I got one.
What do you want to do? Yeah, I am not doing that.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Mauricio works for me. That's fine.
That is my name for the next 10 minutes.
All right, everybody else just yell your name. All right, here we go. I'm going to show them the song that they're playing.
Okay.
Hey, come on up, guys.
Tommy is so sweet.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
Kristen!
La, 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 la. Oh, whoa, whoa.
Chris,
Justin.
Lady Gaga, Bad Romance.
Yes. Yes. Well done. Mexico, Atlanta.
Would you like to hear a little bit more?
Oh, sure. Yes. Absolutely.
Sure.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah. Well done.
This is working just like I thought it would.
All right. Next song.
Tequila, tequila. Happy Pharrell.
Yes.
Oh, well done. Are you guys are tequila?
In my sleep, Grace, you are my butt.
Soy feliz.
All right. Chris and I expect you will get this one because...
she's not thinking right today, man.
I'm thinking you may have done a parody to this song before.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it.
I will never forget the way they said passion in my pants.
That's been the best one. That's
it's fantastic.
Next one.
Because you know I'm all about that, not treble. I'm all about that, not treble.
I'm all about that bass, Megan Trainor.
Yeah. Because you know I'm all about the bass, by the bass, not treble. I'm all about the bass, by the bass, not treble. I'm all about the bass, by the bass, not treble. I'm all about the bass, by the bass, bass.
Yes.
All right. Great. This next one is definitely a throwback, but definitely a sing-along, and definitely I think you all know it.
Okay. Is that Billy Joel Piano Man?
It is! Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old bird sitting next to me. I love to his tonic and gin. Is that song? Can you play me a melody? I'm not really sure how it goes. Song, mariachi band.
señor.
Oh, that's amazing.
Well, there's more.
Sure.
Oh, we got plenty.
Yeah, yeah, man. We're paying them $500. Okay.
This one will be super easy because this is where the American world and the Mexican world collide.
Okay.
Very good.
And now I've saved the best for last.
The finale.
What time are you out of breath?
He's been the conductor. He put his hands in the air.
Went down to the bird show. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind. He was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man, someone a fiddle playing his heart. And the boy jumped up on his to say, boy, let's tell you what. As you didn't know, as what I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take it there, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle boy, but give family too. I've got a feel of gold against your soul. I think I'm better than you. The boy say my name?
Pancho!
No. Keep on listening. You better make some sense than serve, man.
You're here as long you won't play your fiddle harp. Don't get some blues in your yard, then the ball is the cards. And if you win the head, you shine and fill my goal. What if you win the devil will get your soul?
There you go, there you go, there you go. Mexico, Atlanta, and Luis and his team. Where are you guys playing tonight?
We're going to be playing in Reforma City Taqueria in Alfreda.
Okay.
Don't worry, Lennox, and then Fayetteville.
Oh, you're all over the place today?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a world tour.
Yes, exactly. One day.
This is their Super Bowl, man.
Yeah. So where do you guys, do you have a regular place that you play?
We play in Las Haciendas, Hacienda Bar and Grill, in Beaufort 20.
20?
Yeah.
If people want to book you guys, Mexico Atlanta, how can they get a hold of you?
They can go to MexicoAtlanta.com.
Perfect.
Fantastic. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.